dying mourns in fear and anguish. Zion city of our God, hushes death, thou sore I languish. Bowed beneath so hard a load, God hath now forsook me quite, and forgot my evil plight. May the Lord who chose thee mercy, for within his heart he bears thee. One she mourns, he promised plainly, that his help should I be near. Yet I now must seek him vainly, in my days of woe and fear. Will he then forevermore keep his anger and no more? Help his chosen generation in its present tribulation. Zion, surely have I loved thee, thus to her the highest said. Although many woes have proved thee, and thy soul is sad to death, yet now cast thy griefs behind, where thou the mother find. For her own child not providing, or in hatred with it chiding. Let not thou still find a mother who forgot her infant flame, or whose wrath her love could smother. Yet would I be still the same, for my truth is pledged to thee. Zion, thou art dear to me. I within my heart have sought thee, and I never can forget thee. Let not Satan make thee craven. He can fight but cannot harm. On my hands thy name is graven, and thy shield is still my arm. How then could it ever be that I failed to think of thee? Build the wall of my own city, and look down on thee with pity. Thou before my eyes art ever, in thy bosom thou art laid, as a nursing child, and never shalt thou lack my timely aid. Me and may no time nor stress, war nor danger nor distress, no nor Satan self shall sever. Only be thou faithful ever. Amen.
Page 136, and the introit is on the bulletin stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace and will toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you
with the Holy Spirit, our Most High, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us perfectly to know thy Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that following his steps we may steadfastly walk in the way that leadeth to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for the Feast of St. Philip and St. James is from the third chapter of Malachi. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the second chapter of Ephesians. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the households of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. We stand. Their sound went forth through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Alleluia, alleluia. I have chosen you out of the world, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 283.
The way to you alone, from sin and death we flee. And he who would the Father seek, your follower must be. You are the truth, your word alone, true wisdom can impart. You only can inform the mind and purify the heart. You are the light, the rending tomb proclaims your conquering arm. And those who put their trust in you, not death nor hell shall harm. You are the way, the truth, the light. Grant us the way to know that truth to keep, that life to win, whose joys eternal flow.
The sermon text from John 14. He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a common practice for children to pit one parent against another. Mom said we couldn't go to the park. Let's go ask Dad. Children quickly learn which parent is more lenient, more likely to say yes. In today's Holy Gospel, the apostles are concerned that Jesus' words and works may not be an accurate reflection of the Heavenly Father's words and works. Now, of course, they know Jesus, and they've been with him now for 3 years of his public ministry. Nevertheless, Philip says to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. What they don't realize is that when they have received Jesus' words and works, they do know the Father. Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father are one in essence and in will, and the work which the Son of God performed is that which the Father, when he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, listen to him. You see, smart parents learn to communicate with each other in order to stay on the same page and give their children a consistent message. Well, the Heavenly Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit are all on the same page already. They are in complete agreement concerning the forgiveness of sins, concerning our salvation. What our Savior taught the apostles for 3 years was in fact nothing other than the desired will of his Heavenly Father. Jesus said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So the words of Jesus are the words of the Father, too, and the works which Jesus does are the works which the Father is doing. The publication of the message by the Holy Spirit is none other than the very will of the Father and of the Son. You see, this child's trick of doubting the Father is a deception of the devil. The devil wants to create in us a doubt of the Father's will and purpose for us in Jesus Christ. So in the Garden of Eden, the devil tried to drive a wedge between God's words and God's real intentions. I know that he said you would die if you ate from the tree, but really, he's holding back from you something which is good. You can't trust the words, just like you can't trust the words of the Scriptures. You need to accurately know the Father. In today's text, the devil tries to drive a wedge between Jesus' teachings and the true knowledge of the Father. I know that Jesus told you stuff, but what does the Father say about all this? You may want to check with the Father about this free gift of salvation thing. You know, he may want you to work for your righteousness. And finally, the devil tries to drive a wedge between Jesus' works and the works of the Father. Now, of course, Jesus, well, died and rose again, but you can't really know God from this earthly event. I mean, he may love Jesus, but I don't know if he loves you. These temptations are to appeal to our own desires to gain wisdom, and wisdom apart from the words and the works of Jesus. Today's reading from John 14 is taken from Jesus' sermon on the night of his betrayal, and Jesus knows that he will soon be taken away from them, so he's comforting them, he's assuring the apostles so that they will cling tightly to him in faith. His suffering and death is going to rock them to the core. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Puts those together, doesn't he? He's explicitly telling them a proof of his own divinity. We are to believe in God and God alone. And well, he and the Father are equal. They are one. He is coordinating one with the other. Belief in God, belief in Jesus, it's the same action. The Father sent the Son, and the Son willingly came. So when Philip says, show us the Father, it's kind of a denial of all of the 3 years that he had been showing them the Father by his words and his works. When Jesus preached long gospel, he was revealing the Father's will. When Jesus had compassion and healed sickness and disease, he was showing them the Father's merciful heart. When Jesus rebuked the false teachers and drove out the works righteousness, he was showing them just exactly what the Father cared about, was the desire to atone for the sins of the whole world. When Jesus rose from the dead, he was showing us that the Father received Christ's sacrifice, the atonement. Yeah, that was the end. It was finished. When the risen Christ comes back to the apostles and tells them, peace be with you, it's none other than the Father's peace being placed upon all who believe. And when Jesus sends out the apostles to preach forgiveness of sins, he is showing us the Father's plan of salvation through the apostolic word. There is no separation between the God-man Jesus and God the Heavenly Father. Father's words are Jesus' words. Jesus' works are the Father's works. Our Jesus has shown us the Father. And so when the New Testament presents to us the life of our Jesus Christ, we are able and do know and see God. Now that we have celebrated the death and resurrection of Jesus, it's time to cast aside these silly temptations to mistrust our Savior. We have everything that we know, everything that we need to know for everlasting life. And confident of our salvation, Jesus says that believers, they know him and they know the way. Well, he then says that believers will do two things. First, he promises that we will do the works which Jesus does. And second, that we will ask in prayer and we will receive from the Heavenly Father. So let us be about those things. First, let us teach. Teach our friends and our neighbors that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Hold forth the word of God, for that's what Jesus did when he was here. He taught that reliable message of God, the law which condemns sin, and the gospel that gives us the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Second, as believers in Jesus, we will pray, and the Lord will hear. He will grant our prayers. Our prayers are based on the Word. Our Lord has taught us our Father, and those seven petitions perfectly express the free gifts which the Father will give us. And last of all, that we have gathered this day to hear Jesus' words, we've also come to present our request to God. We've come to, drive out any lingering doubts. You see, we believe in God and we believe in Jesus. We trust in Jesus' words and works, and we know wherever Jesus is going, he's going to the cross to take away our sins. And the Father's greatest desire is to bring us to that place which Jesus has prepared for us. We believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we do come. We come to the Father through Jesus, the only God-appointed way. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Page 143, the offertory. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are seated at the right hand of the Father, and we heartily give you thanks that you did give to your church those inspired apostles and teachers. You confirmed their preaching with signs which followed and the testimony of the Holy Spirit. So grant us grace, we pray, firmly to be established in faith by their word, which is none other than the words and works of you, our Savior. Let us gladly confess your name that we may be comforted in affliction and in adversity by your gracious presence, that we may call upon you in prayer and that you might hear and receive us. Help us that we might confess your name before that Father in heaven. Grant that we will follow the example of those godly witnesses with our exercise of holiness even unto the end. Vouchsafe unto us at all times faithful shepherds, those who shall walk in the footsteps of the apostles and lead their flocks into the wholesome pastures of your divine word. Guard them from unprofitable ways of error, and by instruction, entreaty, and admonition, keep them with you in the one true faith. And we ask now that you would prepare men's hearts to receive that word. Enable them to bring forth plenteous fruits of righteousness, that your name may be praised, world without end.
Amen.
I will wash my hands in innocency and compass thy altar, O Lord. Good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, because you have mightily governed and protected your holy Church, which the blessed apostles and evangelists instructed in your divine and saving truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Lord Jesus Christ, who said unto your apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Regard not my sins, but the faith of your church, and grant unto her that peace and unity which is according unto your will. For you live and reign with God now and forever. Amen." I will receive the bread of heaven, call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. The This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. What is past our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.